This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It feels like on this podcast we're thanking people who see others struggling and do their best to lift them. Teachers, therapists, youth workers, you name it.
But there's one person we don't really thank enough. Ourselves.
It's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we're trying our best to make sense of everything when everything seems crazy in this world around us. It's not always easy.
So take this as your reminder to thank the people in your life, including yourself, for getting through the craziness.
Therapy can help you find the things you're grateful for in your life.
And to learn more positive coping skills for when things do go pear-shaped.
With over 5,000 therapists on offer, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health.
Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bollocks.
Go loud.
Are we in?
Yeah.
New episode. Talking more bollocks.
Sean from Lucan wants to know, if cereal was served in restaurants,
fucking hey Lucan,
would it be a starter or dessert?
Good question.
That's a great
That's a fantastic question. That honestly, I swear to God, if he wasn't from Lucan, oh, that was a great question. But see, hang on for a minute. See, you can start your day with cereal and you can end your day with cereal. Do you ever have a bowl of cornflakes at night time? It's fucking great.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? That
toys are felt, in the night as well.
That felt wrong, but it worked out so well. It's pitch black out. I'm about to go to bed and I've had a bleeding bowl of cereal there.
But I mean, I'd be going aiming more what Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, just cornflakes first and that popped into my head.
Yeah.
You know I mean,
but at the end of your meal and all, and then a nice bowl of Cocoa Pops. Pump manners on you would.
Nice steak followed by a bowl of Cocoa.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Like, this could be under something.
You can't go Cocoa Pops then steak.
You could, you never know.
Nah, bro, you can't.
I've often had cereal and then had something else straight after. Something hot after then.
Depending on which cereal, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but he eats like he's in a hurry.
Yeah, I don't eat cereal either, but I think cereal is churlish. I do. I don't eat cereal at all. I think it's very churlish.
I like a bowl of granola.
Yeah, I've yogurt and granola, I have, yeah.
There's like honey granola yogurt, whopper.
Chia seeds and all on it, grew up out.
Yeah, same with mine. Yeah.
Throw a bit of fruit in, blueberries, get rid of them toxins. I don't know, it's a good one. That's a very good question.
We had a question like that before that we couldn't get to the bottom of.
But see, the thing is, if we went out for a meal and you ordered...
Because that's serious to me, y'all.
If you ordered Cocoa Pops...
Like, if you tell me you're having Cocoa Pops before your meal, like, I'm probably going to fall out with you.
Yeah.
But it makes sense then, the timeline of the day.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if three of us go for a meal now and you order Cocoa Pops and then pasta, and then... You order pasta and then a bowl of Cocoa Pops after. I wouldn't be like, either, is that wrong? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'd fall out with you.
I think Cocoa Pops first would be very strange.
And then what? Like,
now, they're an extreme example because they're a chocolate cereal.
Yeah, it's a bit heavy.
What about, say, Shreddies?
Fuck me, man. Do they still make Shreddies?
Oh, yeah.
I remember I had a bowl of them.
Oh, you like a little bowl of Shreddies?
Yeah. Oh, rotten.
How much is cereal a fortune nowadays? Say a bowl of, or a box of cereal is mad.
Yeah, if you're getting the name brand stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what's a box of Cocoa Pops nowadays?
Fiver.
Yeah, at least. Oh, that's and then
you get,
bad.
But then you can get like the Super Value one and it's like 180.
Yeah, and they all do the same thing, don't they?
They're all the exact same. But I'd say...
So you're getting a pack of Okie Dokies.
Yeah, for a meal. But I lean towards a dessert for a meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go dessert.
Because
you
have to have something kind of cold for your dessert, don't you?
It's the milk and all, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then a carbonara on top of the milk and all. Blech.
You think about, if you go out and have a meal now, your dessert is something that is dairy based. Ice cream, cake,
yeah,
something like cheese. You can get cheese as a dessert. Do you know what I mean? So we'd be more leaning towards that. We could be on something that's open our own restaurant and have fucking cereals as desserts.
Well, it's not a cereal restaurant up the north or something.
See, that's a bad idea for a whole restaurant. I mean, just cereal as dessert is a good idea. Wouldn't we go around serving that as a fucking
in London.
Basing your whole fucking business plan. What do you do? We serve Weetabix.
The Cereal Killer Cafe. There's one open in Dubai.
Of course there is.
They offer 100 different types of cereal.
Great question, Sean. Just unfortunately, I'm from Lucan.
Jenny wants to know, what's the worst thing Owen ever texts you?
Oh, thanks for that. Wait there. Where is this?
I felt comfortable enough including this one. I don't think it's anything really bad.
I don't like how you love being anonymous, Alan, and you don't like putting any details out about you. That wrecks me. Why?
Now you should put yourself out there.
You're one of the boys. Do people know, because a lot of people won't live in that Venn diagram who listen to Stala and talk bollocks, but do people know how much love you give towards Stala and the fact that you've been a part of every single one of their live shows on the stage in the middle of the boys? Everyone knows, everyone who listens, who's been to a Stala live show know what you look like.
Stala listeners do, yeah.
Yeah, but no one who went to a Talking Bollocks live show knows what you look like.
Can I rate this message off Lamont?
Here we go.
So I'm probably...
Whatever you're about to read out there, okay? I would like...
This is not getting cut, by the way.
Give some context to whatever you're about to say.
So here's the context.
What's the situation here? Why was I saying what I said to you?
I'm probably going to be after having the surgery by the time this episode goes out. Do you know where I'm going with that one? So if they have a minor surgery on this...
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this, okay, the hernia that I showed the porter and all, and we told Jason Bourne...
The hernia you showed the porter, yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, so I still have that hernia, but I'm in the process of getting it done. I just let on now, just to be on the safe side, because I know it's an emergency and I was told it's an emergency.
This was also after you had been away for how many weeks?
Oh, I was away for a couple of weeks, yeah. A few weeks. And then I come back and I had my date to go and get that looked at, and then now I'm in the process of getting it sorted, and hopefully it's sorted by the time this goes in. But I informed Owen that I'm going in to get the surgery. I said, I'm going into hospital to get the surgery, but I'll definitely be back for next week, bro. Yeah, just putting you with was my message to you. And Owen's message to me was, I'll drag you across town in your fucking hospital bed if I have to. I'll get clearly down the IV drip, but you're recording that fucking episode. All the same, best of luck.
There you go. What's wrong with that?
So everybody thinks that Owen...
I think that's all very fair.
You think that's a fair statement?
I'm letting you know. I won't let you let yourself down.
Yes. Again. I hold you in a high regard. That's what it is, isn't it?
We were recording that episode.
Yeah.
That's been done.
But that's just one of the many,
many
messages from home.
Me and yours are very professional. I'm just going through them here.
They're like, hi there.
Yeah.
Great episode today.
Send me a message there.
So in Calvin.
Calvin doesn't need that kind of
persuasion. Yeah. Send me a message on the 12th of September. Yeah. The human may concern. No, I'm only messing.
I was going to say, what? I don't get that on.
Yeah. No, it's just literally like, have you got a contact for that person? And then like, I'm saying, reach out to this person. This guest is booked in for that time. And then like, vice versa, me on
your all end. My mind is like, delete episode 103, please. Yeah. It's like, it just popped up in my memories on Facebook.
I just literally scrolled up and then started scrolling down. And it was that time we went to a Shells match, not together, but at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And then underneath that, it's like, here's a contact for Paddy Kilty. And then nothing happened after that. And then it's just, yeah, it's all about that.
Why is that as menacing?
Well, I mean, in the group chat, I'd say there's a lot more. I'll say no more.
Yeah, you're hanging yourself out the dry because I'll go digging now in a minute and I'll get you cancelled.
Just go onto the chat and search for a certain word. And then if anyone said it, I'd be like, right, this is what he actually said.
The triangle in this room can get each other cancelled, I'd say.
On your face at the drop in there.
Nah, he could. But if I cancel him, he can cancel me.
Easily.
And you're probably just going to get cancelled just for being there.
See, I can deny it, but I have the recordings for you.
Oh, that's a valid point. Oh, he has us by the bollocks.
Right. Yeah, but if the two boys get cancelled, do I want to be the only one not cancelled? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I actually think it's getting killed to get cancelled nowadays.
Right. Last time someone got cancelled?
No one's cancelled anybody. Everyone calm down.
Cancel us.
Okay. Oh, this is a good one. Pete.
And it looks like... Go on.
Says, if you were on trial and sat there in the dock, the judge says the prosecution lawyer will now cross-examine you. You look up, and it's McGinty. And which would you shit yourself?
Oh,
man has the best questions.
He fucking does.
He's the best questions.
He does. Maybe that could be a good profession for him.
Maybe that's what his profession is. Because Dr. Owen, maybe McGinty's a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, uh-huh.
Huh? Dr. Owen is a real doctor. We have found that.
We've confirmed that.
Yeah.
Still people, I think McGinty's not real.
Yeah.
Remember I told you about that young fella in the shop? That was hilarious. What did he say again? I was like...
McGinty's producer now.
We all know it. Or something like that. He was like 15 with his hood up in a can of goose jacket. I was like, you're a little legend. Drop that. I'm walking out.
Do you know what's mad? Because based off having a solicitor, I think like trials are mad, isn't it? It's just like, here's an event that happened. You were involved and you were involved. And we've convinced these 12 people this is what happened. And it's just like, You're not allowed to know about one that's outside that other people may have said. You have to listen to everything that's here. You can't be persuaded or have prejudice. You have to listen to everything I say to this person. And like, they get caught out over something like, oh, you said the break-in happened at 10:40. Well, what were you doing at 10:36 the night before? And you're like, I don't know. See, this person doesn't have a clue. And you're like, what the fuck has that got to do with anything?
I think it's a little bit more detailed than that. Like, so what, is McGinty against us?
Yeah,
we're fucked.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
Boys, he has us wrapped up.
I can't answer those questions at the best of time when we're on a podcast.
Mm.
Yep.
Imagine him up in the bleeding CCJ, McGinty's there.
Oh, you'd go wax, wouldn't you?
You'd get a free.
Like if anyone is going to hang us out to dry. But he wouldn't. But I'm saying if he had to.
He'd be our defence solicitor.
Yeah.
He wouldn't.
I know he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But if like his family or something was threatened and he had to get in the box.
Send me a message to that and he said it's great to see the bonus episodes back.
Yeah, so, we love him again.
Yeah.
One from Dr. Owen.
Yo!
Justin.
Is this like a rivalry kind of thing?
Yeah, same.
I think it is.
Because
Go on.
If you could get rid of one thing from Christmas dinner, what would it be?
Oh, good. That's a great show. Do Brussels sprouts count?
Oh, no. Sprouts are on him, boys.
I'd get rid of them. I'd get rid of Brussels sprouts off the back. Gone. Good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing. There's absolutely everything on the Christmas dinner has to be there for me.
Brussels sprouts, I can see a consensus building here. I think Brussels sprouts are.
Can we replace it?
Wait, what? Yeah. Like.
Okay.
Oh, damn, blade Yorkshire puddings, boys.
Oh, more Yorkshire puddings, yeah.
More.
They are, yeah. You couldn't take out Brussels sprouts and put another Yorkshire pudding there. You'd have to take out something else, then get another Yorkshire pudding. Yorkshire puddings are two.
Yeah.
Take out, like, the turkey for another meeting.
Take out the turkey from Christmas dinner.
Yeah, that's the state. If anything, turkey, listen to me. Turkey is the Roy Keane. Yeah, the team is built around it.
Yeah.
Turkey is a staple.
Yep. And what you're saying, the sprouts are then, like fucking...
Gary Neville. Dispensable. They're made out to be like crucial part of the team, but realistically they're dispensable. They wouldn't make it into any other team or any other dinner.
I'm a Liverpool fan. I think that's harsh. I think that's really...
I don't think Brussels sprouts...
Oh, it's a great analogy. I know exactly what he was getting at.
Brussels sprouts don't make it onto any other play.
Oh, I agree.
Gary Neville doesn't make it onto any other team.
But in that team he fucking walks and it's weird.
Brussels sprouts walk in the Christmas dinner. But I just think they... Mm. Do you know what my ma does when she makes a Sunday dinner? No one eats Brussels sprouts in the gaff, so she mashes them up into the cabbage. So you think you're eating cabbage, but it's Brussels sprouts and cabbage hybrid. That's
educated that, innit?
Isn't it? And no one trusts her, so no one eats the cabbage. So now you're getting handed dinner, there's no green on it, do you know what I mean?
I'm taking the turkey up.
That's a bold statement. That could be the worst thing he's ever said on this bonus episode. It could be. Genuinely.
That is.
Turkey out of Christmas dinner.
You're taking turkey out of Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
That's like saying we're taking the Christmas tree out of Christmas.
I can replace it, yeah?
With what?
I don't know. Me. What would I mean?
Turkey.
But
what's a good Christmas meat that you don't have on that plate?
I don't think I eat turkey any other day of the year other than Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Very dry, isn't it? Without
it is very dry. Oh, it's the driest me.
Look sideways at Calvin.
Yeah. Because it's dry as fuck, probably. Very dry. Ashtray. Yeah.
No, it is. I agree. But you have to do it. Yeah, it's just the trials and tribulations of Christmas dinner, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else goes in a Christmas dinner? Stuffing.
Oh, boys. Mushy peas.
Yeah. On a Christmas dinner?
That could be... We're at about making bold statements here.
No, you wouldn't have mushy peas on Christmas dinner. No,
would you not? No.
I don't think
mushy peas in general, but...
Yeah, maybe in general, but...
Not on a Christmas dinner. Croquettes.
Cabbage.
Mashed potatoes. Roast potatoes. Carrots. Turkey.
Gravy.
Stuffing. Gravy.
Thick gravy, though.
Do you know what I love about Christmas dinner? People trying to... Like, they pull out all the stops. You get goose fat, roast potatoes and all. Do you know what I mean? I didn't even know they were a thing before.
Do you have potato stuffing?
Don't know. Do we?
People do bread stuffing.
Stuff.
I think ours is bread stuffing.
Yeah. By the way, but
potato stuffing.
Yeah.
Cooked inside the turkey.
Yeah. Do you know what my ma started to do now? Yeah. And I found it very weird because Amy's family do this and I only ever seen it when I used to have dinner down Whole House. They cook up the whole dinner and they put it on the table and you serve yourself.
Oh, no.
And my ma started to do that now, and I was like, that's
like a buffet Christmas.
Kind of, yeah. Took a free for all, but she started to do it on Sunday dinners now.
Well, a lot of people do that. We do that.
What? You used to go to my mass camp on a Sunday, right?
Like, you don't line up and get your plate and then go and sit down. But you'll sit down and you'll
have... It's all on the table.
And yeah, you'll go past
the table. And my ma used to be like, right, Owen, does roast beef, does stuffing, does whatever.
He'll fucking...
Well, I don't like it.
Operation, yeah.
It's a free-for-all and I'm a quick eater. That's what I don't like about it.
So it encourages everyone to work as a team in the first few moments of Christmas dinner. It's nice for the...
No,
for the morale. Not,
morale is good after it. Yeah.
Not in my family.
But it's not distributed evenly. That's the problem.
Like, imagine somebody took too many Yorkshire puddings.
Exactly.
Someone puts four on the plate.
And I'm one of them people. Because I'm going to eat one.
Regardless of the system, no?
No. Because designated Christmas dinner giver.
Yeah.
And it's Betty Wood.
A distributor. So you go in and you just say what you don't want on your plate. And then you get hand to plate with everything. That's it. Oh, so for example, I don't want Brussels sprouts. You get hand to plate with everything else but Brussels sprouts. And you sit down.
Yeah.
Bang. Whereas
there's a lot of shame then when you need to get your third or fourth help.
No. Well, you have to wait. You have to wait.
No.
Because you know.
You just give the little nod.
Yeah.
Top us up there.
When does Betty Woods get to sit down?
When everyone else is fed.
Yeah. Basically.
That's just the role they play.
That's like the Irish mammy role though, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're like, look after everybody and then they sit down and they give out.
Yeah.
About how they looked after everybody.
Yeah.
And how they're only getting to eat now.
Yeah. But I think that's why they do it. So, because you get that duty then of, I'm only sitting down now, have me dinner, and it's 2:30, because you have your Christmas dinner at 11 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? And it's 2:30.
To be and you're on like, the open. And there's a lot of talkie in front of you. Yeah. I get rid of the talkie and I'm happy. I would. I get rid of that.
You're having talkie for breakfast.
Yeah.
And then cereal for dinner.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner, there's no need for Christmas dinner to be on at 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, there's not.
There's not.
I've never heard of Christmas dinner.
Or it's on 4:00 in the morning.
No, it's not. We're exaggerating a bit, but it's early doors.
It's before 12.
Is it?
It's on well before 12.
Oh, it's after.
The kids will be still opening their presents and your ma's like, I'll put the roast potatoes on. I'd be like, ma.
Yeah, you can put them on.
No. How long does it take to cook roast potatoes? It doesn't take long. Roast potatoes are the quickest thing to cook.
Do you know what? No, let's not.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't even be
Roy Keane.
Roy Keane.
From the 1997 winning team.
Yeah.
And instead you're...
He wasn't even in the final, if I do recall.
You're playing Phil Neville too.
And he did all right.
You're playing a double helping of Sprouts.
Yeah.
I'm having Fabian Raphael, fullback either side. Yeah.
He's having Brussels and Brussels through the middle, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know Gary Neville's last name was Neville Neville?
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, do you know the song? Here's you and Neville Neville, your boys won the treble and you know, whoa, he died. Of course, everyone's going to die. Three people sitting in this room, yeah? We're all going to die one day.
You're the only one afraid of that in this room. Why are you saying it like that?
Why'd you pour it back on me like that?
Like, no one else here is afraid of it. I don't mind. I don't want to die. That sounds suicidal. I'm not.
I think I have one more question.
Go.
I was thinking about this on the way in. What's the one place in the world you really want to visit? You can be anywhere in the world. Like, cost isn't an option. Oh, isn't like an issue getting there. Like, there's no worries. You can, like, if you said, I want to go to X, that can be arranged. That's no problem.
Is there anywhere in the world that's not possible though? You can go anywhere in the world, can't you? So like, there's nowhere that's like, imagine you could get there where no one has ever been. Because like, for me, it's just that's like the pyramids or something. It's like Egypt.
That's what I want to go to pyramids. That's what I was thinking. I really want to go to the pyramids now.
Yeah.
In Egypt. I really want to see them.
Yeah, I think it's a big tourist trap and it's covered in rubbish and everything else.
Yeah, but I want to go and like, don't get a tour from someone, like a local Egyptian, and get their perspective on it. Because I went to the Chichen Itza in Mexico and had a local tour guide. The fella grew up in the area. And then when I went to Machu Picchu, it was the same local tour guide. And they tell you stuff that like, you might have previously thought you knew about the place, but they'd be like, no, this is the real story. And you're like, oh, right, great, yeah. And it's nice to hear it from them.
The other people are paid by the state or something to say it's a nice thing, is it?
No, but like, you know, like people looking at Machu Picchu, it was like, oh, this story and that story. And your man was like, you need to realise the people that built this had one purpose and it was to build this place. That's why it's such a magnificent place. It's such this big marvel. Whereas before, it's like, how did they get the stones? Oh, they worshipped it for aliens and this and that. You know, it's like, no, this is exactly how it was done. And you're like, oh, thanks, mate. Because everything else I read online was just a load of shite. This fella's actually, you know what I mean? And I'd like to get that from an Egyptian.
Okay.
And see it in person. Because supposedly the Great Pyramid, the biggest one, took 20 years to build. And people think it took longer. It's just what the estimate it took.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually love to hear what someone who, a local expert thinks.
That sounds good.
Do you know what I mean? So that's on my list because I'm in Japan now. I've nowhere else in the world I actually want to go to. Like, I'm happy. I'm done. Might even like shred my passport. I'm finished. Like, but I think I might want to go and see the pyramids next.
When are you going to Japan?
Going to Japan on Saturday.
I didn't know it was Japan you were going to. Yeah. Oh, you did tell me that. Yeah, I'm jealous. I'd like to go to Japan. Where are you picking?
Egypt.
You can't just copy his answer.
No, he said it first.
Inversely,
did you?
Yeah. Do you want to go to the pyramids?
Yeah. Like, what else are you going to fucking Egypt for? What else is in, like, is there anything else in Egypt?
I don't even really think there is there?
Did Ireland think, like, the Shpoya was going to do that for us? Was that the point in that? Did they think people, like, in, like, Egypt are going to go, like, we better go and see the Shpoya?
In the meeting at DCC,
yeah,
like, the late 90s, going, this is going to be as big for us as the pyramids have been for Egypt.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if you walked in the boardroom and that was written on the board as big for us as the pyramids are to Egypt, and then some fella pitching it,
and then it's just a pole. Like, I don't see the point in that.
We're a time capsule under it. I remember when that went up and like you'd be out in Finglas and be like, do you see that light? See that light? That's the spire. I'd be like, that's fucking mad. You're like, Jesus, like, that's where a town is.
It was killed for a while.
It's 15 minutes away, like, you know what I mean? It's not that big of a deal.
I was killed for a while.
For a while, yeah, but when?
Now, for me, it's inconvenient. Like, we need to move it.
It's inconvenient.
Explain that one there for us. Explain that one in a bit.
What's in the way of?
What's it causing you inconvenience for?
I think it's in the way.
Of?
O'Connell Street. I think it's in the way. I don't think there's a need for that to be there anymore.
There was nothing there before, wasn't there?
What was the initial need that it satisfied and now that has been...
Because we just didn't have Aunt and Kill, did we, Alan? Like, Aunt and...
The GPO.
Yeah, fair. The bullet holes are still in there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Never fixed them.
They took over Stephen's Green and then they realised it was actually a stupid decision because all their troops are in Stephen's Green and all they had to do was go into a building and shoot in at them, and they were like, yeah, this was a bad idea. Why did we do this? That's what happened.
It's interesting stuff.
Right, well, next week's episode is going to be about that then, bro.
The 1916 Rising.
I want to hear some facts. Because we're talking about wars in everywhere else but us. Yeah, yeah. I want to know all about the war.
Something,
I want to know all about the war.
It was a massive failure.
The counties. I want facts on everything over here now. Okay. Do you know what? I'm actually not educated enough, though. Obviously, I know a little bit about our history. But I wish I was, like, in depth with it. And I need you to be the man.
Do my best.
You do a good job with it, though.
You should go to Commandum Jail. Do the tour of Commandum Jail.
I did it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's class.
When I was a kid.
Do it again. Yeah. It's on your doorstep. You can literally walk over.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
I did it with Amy's band a couple of months ago. It was great.
Bring you like a 1916 walking tour.
Yeah.
I think you should bring us our go loads money. And you can be the tour guide. That's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions, dilemmas. Why do I say dilemmas every time?
Conspiracy dilemmas. Has anyone ever once asked you two for advice?
I think, yeah, we've had a few.
We've had a few bleeding love triangles.
What about that one? What advice would you give to an 18-year-old self?
What about Jeremy Coyle?
Yeah.
What about
him? Yeah, what about we said fuck Jeremy Coyle and then next week someone sent us some debates.
Conspiracies. I like a good conspiracy. Yeah, send them in as well.
A good conspiracy and any facts about Irish history that are interesting.
Obscure facts, yeah.
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 And facts. I like a fact. The Roy Hodgson's old and the Bernabeu, that was one that got sent in the early episodes of the Bambinus.
Yeah. He's actually drawing it up with the facts. Get the facts back out. Get the fuck facts nicknames. Back. You don't want nicknames anymore. We're going back to facts.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah, we need someone to compete. We need a three horse race with McGinty and Dr. Allen fighting for number one.
Yeah.
McGinty's probably in the lead at the moment.
And you know what? That bit of competition done us the world of good.
Because
he was resting on his laurels, that fella. Yeah. He was.
Well, no questions from him this week.
McGinty passed away for a while, remember? We were all worried sick. I couldn't sleep and all. I was like, he hasn't sent the question in 2 weeks. Remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I thought he left us sending questions into stall at now. McGinty, Dr. Allen, we want the third person in that race.
Yeah.
So, good questions, good facts, good...
How to submit an application, start sending good questions on a regular basis.
And then we'll go, oh yeah, man, Sean from Lucan again. It'll just... come up like that, you get me?
So far, Sean from Lucan's in the lead.
Oh, he came up with a good one, didn't he? He was the dessert one, was he?
Yeah.
Yep. I'd batter him over that because that's good. That not really. I mean, like, it was good enough to make you go, bastard, you.
Anyway,
send all them to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com. Take us out. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Go you in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Come down.